Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from
me. Man, niggas don't know how to be punctual. I don't get no explanation. This shit is mad violation.
I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education.
Oh, smoke
the
whole of medication.
Get these clothes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, if you are cancer to my grave. Yeah, bitch.
Yo, is it an echo? Tell me right now.
Yo, turn that shit down. That shit sounds wow.
Oh my God.
Well, I guess it don't matter how it sounds on my end. It matters how it sounds on your end. How it sounds on your
end? Well, mine, it sound clean.
All right, cool. That's all that matters.
We sound good. We sound
heard
great.
You, motherfuckers.
You feel me? What fucking episode is this? 36, 37, 38, 39? 14.
Oh damn, we jumping straight into it.
We running through these 40s.
It's got to be 37, I think. 37. This sound like 37. If it's not 37, it's gonna be 37 till we
it's
finish.
It's 37.
Oh, that's Rosé on the mic here. week 37, end of regulation podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Shake.
It's your boy Low, aka Optimus Crime. Fuck. Damn, I should have been more prepared.
Think it's ill prepared?
Ill prepared. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, man. It's shit happening, man.
AKA low preparation.
AKA low
Super
preparation.
Tech bro low.
You feel me? Yeah, it's Bert. I don't know how the fuck this shit's supposed to work. Oh, shit. Why shit work?
You got buttons, bitch. Monsieur Boozer. Fuck you talking about? So I'm looking at them, checking my phone out here. Elzy's here. Paulie Black's here. Sean Beeman, the walking, talking. Black Air Force is here. Fucking, we got Bells here. More people tapping in. Noah's here. Not going through everybody. Shout out to everybody that is pulling up. The more people that do come. It's our first time doing this. Hopefully first of many. But, you know.
Look, so check this out. This is how we going to do this, right? So we ain't really established no rules. We ain't really even. We just kind of freestyling this whole shit just to test it out. I mean, for the sake of whatever the fuck.
Y'all getting raw meat today.
Okay. That's his words, not mine.
What made you go with that verse?
But if and when some of y'all get up on here and y'all start talking and shit, please just state y'all name. I mean, don't talk over people the most that we can because we going to put this episode out. And just know that. Don't incriminate yourself because the feds is listening.
Because that's all I got to say. Screenshots.
Screenshots and screen records.
Niggas can see y'all. Look, Cub disappeared. Niggas slid.
That's crazy.
Instead of the screenshots, niggas got up out of there. But yeah, how's everybody's week?
I guess I'll go first. My week has actually been pretty chill. Except for Friday, my boys, my brother E. Scott and my man's Jamel Mason, they put out a joint mixtape called My Brother's Keeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can people
That's
find that?
That's it. You can find it on all streaming platforms and shit. That's Jamel Mason, JAMEELMASON. You feel me? My Brother's Keeper and shit. You can find it on anywhere. I mean, Twitter. Or not Twitter. Fucking. You got pardon me, bro. I've been drinking Patron. But yeah,
why, bro?
So yeah, wait, my good brother,
Patron.
Yeah, I'll tell y'all later off air.
Niggas drinking Patron.
On this nasty work, hey Rosé, don't start your shit, nigga.
7:37 p.m. and bro is drunk off the Patron.
Tequila. Ooh, what niggas too fancy for Patron?
Not the Migos, the Patron.
No,
Migos. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's tequila.
What happened?
Listen here, bro. I'm here to say this first. Casamigos is hype, bro. That shit is real mid. I ain't gonna hold it.
But it's better than Patron, though.
Nah, Patron is the Don Dada, nigga. You bugging.
Patron is not the Don Dada. Oh,
hell no.
Drago pulled up.
Hell no. Hell no. Patron?
Nigga started talking tequila. Here come Drago.
Patron?
Get Patron out of here. That's fake tequila.
Casamigos, papa. That's it. We got a lighter.
Looks like Noski's coming to the stage.
That's crazy. Look, man, I don't know
Lobos,
who
Lobos.
Raised you, nigga.
This thing on.
Bert, Kilo, Sean, I love you.
Yeah, you got to. Hey, love you too, bro.
Noski, what up?
I love you.
What's good, man? I just tapped in to say.
Hey, wait. Before you say anything, state your name, gangster. Not me, because it's a recorded episode.
You know, I was about to, bro. I've been on the show.
Yeah, day ones know. They know.
You feel me? It's the big bada bing, long dick, gotta swing. Just here to say, fuck shake.
Is that Noah?
As a staff, record label, and a motherfucking crew.
D Noah?
You dig?
My brother.
I'm changing my name to Jesus.
Do it.
Why? No. Wait. Slow down. Why?
Is that Ivan?
Hey, yo, yeah. Niggas gonna be calling.
You can hear the longest calling noise from the mic. This is crazy.
Wait. Niggas ain't gonna say Jesus. Niggas gonna be calling him Jesus, bro. Yo, like.
Wait, can we just pause when Noah just said, though?
How is that gay?
What's gay?
Yo, we are not,
see what you say.
We are not starting space off like this.
Everybody knows that Ivan's dick is long. Everybody knows.
Yo,
what in the
fuck? How about me with this nigga, Mike?
I'm unstoppable, nigga.
Mute it. Fuck out of
okay.
here.
Okay. Mute this nigga.
I'm back, nigga.
Hey, yo.
Not he's trying to silence the gay. Y'all see that, right?
If y'all haven't listened to the episode with Noah on, it's one of our earlier episodes. Definitely go check that out. What was the name of the episode? Y'all remember?
One of the greatest.
That was like episode 3. We on like 37, 36. Yeah. I don't remember last episode name.
For real.
Last week. Fuck.
One of the greatest, Noah.
So, first thing on the topic list, and we on Twitter, so I'm going to start with Twitter.
Oh God!
Is Shorty? Did y'all see Shorty give her man their pregnancy results under the waffles?
Yo, listen.
Niggas is disrespectful at breakfast.
Yo, bro, that's some bullshit.
I'm gonna let y'all go first, and then I'm gonna talk last.
All I gotta say is that's some bullshit, bro.
So I understand. Like, I feel like I understand. What Shorty was trying to do, she was trying to make it a romantic.
No, you don't.
She's trying to make it a romantic.
That's not
thing.
All right. Wait. Stop.
What?
Because words mean things, bro. What about that is romantic,
bro? Maybe
that's his favorite breakfast meal.
Nigga, and you ruined my favorite breakfast meal with a pea stick.
Why I gotta be ruined? What if he wanted it?
Bro, it's pee
on
the waffle.
Hold on.
I'm trying to be understanding,
bro.
I'm sorry.
It's pee. That's valid.
You know how
that is valid.
Pregnancy tests work, bro.
I mean, you're right.
It's pee on the waffles.
I know.
Yeah, they got to pee on the stick, Mike. You want to put that under my waffles. So check this out. You mean to tell me the bottom of my waffles is soaking up, you know right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
And you
what
know niggas
means.
Smear the waffles in the syrup. So niggas smearing
they
it.
They let that shit swim in it. Your waffles got to swim.
Now check this out. Under different circumstances, that shit would have been, all right, I wouldn't have been bugging over the pee. But in my waffles, shorty, you're bugging.
You're right.
And what's crazy Nobody is bro is cutting right. the waffles. He trying to cut down to the bottom of the plate. He like, yo, why is the bottom of this shit so hard?
He probably spread his cut all in the syrup, bro, too, right before he.
Bro.
Yeah.
Nah. He ate the waffles. He was eating the waffles, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty work. Mm-hmm. Yo, disgusting.
Look, man, this might be a bigger conversation, man. Do women really know how to be romantic?
Ooh.
No.
Hold on.
Slow down. Yo, one rule we gotta have, we can't talk over each other.
One mic.
This is a recorded episode, we're gonna put it out. You feel me?
I know. I'm just requesting.
So to the ladies in the room, feel free to request the mic. You know what I mean? But yo, let's have a conversation. Do y'all fellas though, y'all women are romantic?
Where did Chelsea
or the women y'all dealt with are romantic?
Where the hell Chelsea go?
Okay.
I need Bellas,
I'm asking.
Can I go first?
I'll say women know how to do it, but I would like a lady's opinion first.
Okay.
So
you'd like a lie?
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
What'd he say? I ain't hear him.
This
They're about to lie.
Niggas are inviting lies.
Why the fuck would y'all invite me to speak on this topic?
Hey, Noah, hold on.
Because you're an honorable woman. Like, what the fuck you mean?
Noah, don't say it. I got, Noah, don't say
you,
shit. Because
we've had to... No, because you've had your soon-to-be husband up here at least like 20 times already, so yeah, it's bound to hear from you now.
I mean, I feel like women can be very romantic, but I feel like a lot of women are not taught that way. I feel like they feel like, oh, a man should only be romantic to me, and if they're not taught that men want to feel that same way too, then they feel like they're not obligated to have to do it, so they don't. It's like, just like how we have to be taught how to do things, you got to be taught how to be romantic too. And a lot of women, especially now, feel like they just want to take. They don't want to give anything. And Lenny, what the fuck is so funny?
And that's why she's getting married, you idiots. That's why she's got a ring on her finger and y'all niggas don't.
You see that?
Wow.
You see
it? She hold it down. Mm-hmm. She hold it down.
Can I get a flex bomb? Can I get a flex bomb, please, for Chels? God damn.
Yeah, you niggas are hell.
Nah, we are fucking here.
Oh, yo, shit.
All right. So, I'm going to speak on the men's back. I'm not going to lie. I've come across some women that were romantic. You know what I mean? And everybody has a different definition of what's romantic and what's not.
100%.
So, I think that kind of stems more or comes down more to like communicating and understanding like what's your basically love language shit.
Bet.
You feel me? And as much as the women on Twitter like to tweet about that shit, a lot of them don't really be knowing how to communicate like the love language back or how to, I mean, like send it back. And they only want to tell you how they want to receive it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I just decided to.
Yo, Noah.
That's a word, bro. Relax.
Oh, all right.
The word. But yeah, like I was saying, you feel me? I just think, and ladies, feel free to ladies that stand here and shit, feel free to request the mic and speak on women's behalf and shit, because I honestly would much rather hear from y'all than just talking to a bunch of niggas.
Truthfully.
Word.
Because niggas can't speak for y'all, you feel me? Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's also like a taboo with it. Like, I be seeing a lot of my friends be saying shit like, once you do something nice for a nigga, he fuck up. So it's like, so like women be like scared or be like, once I do something nice for him, watch he do something stupid. And it make you regret doing something nice for him.
Now, are you looking for him to do something stupid? Like, is his behavior under a microscope now? Or is that just...
Nah, they just be manifesting that shit. That's all.
That's crazy.
It's like, I don't know. Like, it's like, oh my God, I want to do something nice for him, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, then why don't you do something nice for him? Oh boy, watch when I do something nice for him. He gonna do something to fuck it up, make me regret doing something nice for him. So I don't know if it's like a taboo type of thing,
the thing that you did to fuck up could be 4 months after that nice gesture. Like her nice gesture could be like once every 4 months, but she do something nice, and then you do something, you fuck up like 3 months later. It's like, see, I should have never did nothing nice.
Well, no.
That is my problem with women. They don't know how to put anything in perspective. If I did 99 good shit and did like one day of forgetting something, those 99 good shit should outweigh all of that.
Context. It depends on the thing. Let's say, hold on, let me talk. Let's say you send her 99 good morning texts. Mm-hmm. But you forget to send her the good morning text on her birthday. Nah, nigga, I'm sorry. Them 99 shits ain't matter, bro.
That is insane.
That is insane. Because you know what you got on your birthday?
Some hate.
Happy birthday text, bitch.
I'm fucking laughing.
Like, you're not about to sit here and tell me you can't tweet every day that niggas don't say good morning anymore. Niggas don't use flowers. I don't want to hear that shit because I'm going to ShopRite and getting the flowers and I'm texting you good morning and you're still unsatisfied.
What a man.
So, and on top of that, the last nigga that made you cry every night didn't have to do any of that to hit. So what are you demanding this of me for? What did I do?
The opinions of Nobunowski are not the opinions of End of Regulation Podcast. They are the opinions of Crossroads Music Group.
Word. It's because
this thing is. I'm lying?
Listen.
You know,
listen, I'm not going to confirm nor deny if you're lying or telling the truth.
Oh, so I'm not lying.
That man is telling the fucking truth.
Like,
is that the little black Air Force?
Well, do I got to introduce myself? My name is Sean. I'll just be listening because right now I'm frying chicken.
This guy sounds like a murderer.
Yo, this nigga is never not Nick anywhere he is.
Take off.
I just want to clear out something real quick. I don't get where these niggas got, the whole thing of me stealing. I don't steal anymore, so I wish they would put
you
that
see how a nigga had to put anymore at the back? That's why he's our black Air Force.
Nice little caveat.
This nigga's a criminal.
But I told niggas yesterday, only steal when it's necessary. Like, the example I gave him yesterday was, I got
who defines what's necessary?
Yo, I'm just about to tell you the example, my nigga.
I'm sorry.
So, I got wings one day, and I didn't get no blue cheese. Walked into 7-Eleven, I said, yo, my man, where the blue cheese at? I know y'all got cups of blue cheese because y'all be serving these nasty-ass wings here. He said, the blue cheese is over there. I walked over there, grabbed a blue cheese. He said, 50 cents. I walked out with the blue cheese.
Respect.
You can get my man 50 cents.
Why am I paying 50 cents for blue cheese when I could have got it for free at the other spot? He'll be all right.
I'm about to say, go to the other spot then, nigga.
Them chicken wings be in the 7-Eleven window for 4 days apart.
Facts. And that shit don't affect him anyway. Shit.
Don't just depend on like right
you back and talk about they cook for you. Ain't that a bitch?
Nah, niggas tell you to pull up and take it now, bro. Like, I don't know what's going on.
See, man.
If a shorty served me some 7-Eleven chicken wings, I honestly might call my sister to fight her.
I'm on definitely.
And I totally understand that, bro.
All right, so the people who's up here, we got seven speakers. If you had to eat one thing cooked at 7-Eleven, what would it be and why? You got to eat it.
So it has to be warm?
You got it. Like, you know how they make the taquitos, the hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? The shit that be behind
the fucking
glass.
Chicken strips, my nigga.
I think real nigga shit, I'm doing the taquitos because I'll be having like a backed up stomach and shit.
Yeah, so like,
this nigga.
That is
crazy.
Nah, I did have one though, the buffalo chicken one.
You actually had a taquito from 7-Eleven?
Yes, sir!
Oh my God.
That's why he's the Black Air shit. Force. Like, don't ask me why that's your picture no
driver,
more.
My nigga.
Might as well be a truck.
Chelsea, what
yo,
you eating?
I ain't gonna hold.
We have hibachi.
Oh, nigga, I said, what are you eating from behind the 7-Eleven glass? I don't care what your husband bought you.
Oh, I
was
about to say,
what's 7-Eleven doing hibachi?
I'm like,
Lenny eat that shit. And I'll be looking at him.
Lenny be eating that?
Lenny eats out of 7-Eleven.
We need Chelsea on here more often.
It's that shit on there. And at 7-Eleven, it's like little tacos or some shit. Dropping he loves them shit. He be ordering that.
Yo, Lenny.
Lenny, you rat bastard. Eat that bullshit.
Look at him. Look at him. Game is
played. Yo, that
look
is.
Look at him.
That is not how to
yo, that is filthy.
Not a game's play.
I ain't gonna lie, though. If I had to choose something from behind the 7-Eleven glass to eat, I'd fuck around and die. I'm not eating none of that shit.
You're a liar. You eat the Indian bitch behind the counter.
Hey, yo.
All right, guys. I'm getting no out of here.
Where are you going with that bird?
I don't even know how to respond to that. Like,
I love it. I love it.
Like, technically, wouldn't that count as like me and Curry?
Wow.
Why are niggas eating spicy coochie?
Yo.
All right. Let's relax. Let's slow down.
Going
I feel like this is going to go somewhere on you.
Yeah.
It's going to go somewhere it don't need to go.
Trigger warning. Oh.
That's how we get remotely? Like, what's going on?
Niggas in there, yo, niggas at home feeling real comfortable.
Right.
Word.
And they robes and shit.
And they robes with their feet up. Niggas by the fire.
Hamas, amigos.
Yo, relax.
But no, we was talking about Curry and our queen. Speaking of queens, y'all heard Monique's little, you know what I mean? Hello.
Don't get me started.
Her strange rant to why women.
Shit. Oh, hey, stop. Yo, I'm recording my podcast, yo. Like, my bad, y'all. I'm in my niece room. I'm at bro crib, and she just. I mean, it's her shit.
where anybody else at? What you?
Oh, shit. How I mute myself?
Nigga. He was the main one talking about some, hey, you know, make sure, you know what I mean?
No.
Respect the space, mute y'all mics, one mic at a time.
Why you doing that like DMX?
What the fuck? But yeah, like she was saying something about like how, like, if women are living up to the title queen, are they the same type of queen as like Queen Nefertiti? And Queen Makeba and Queen, like.
Hey, shit, can I say something, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Like, say your name, gangster.
Come on, son. You know the vibes already, man. You're supposed to do that.
My name is Mustafa. I apologize for being rude.
Say your name.
My name is Mustafa.
Yo. My name is Mustafa. I'm here. Yeah, but, yeah, Monique need to shut her ass up. Like, she always saying some bullshit, bro. Like, she said that bonnet shit before. I love black women in bonnets, you feel me? Like, and now she's saying queen, so, you feel me? She just gotta shut the fuck up. Like, I'm sorry, you gotta shut the fuck up and go somewhere. You feel me? I don't wanna be rude and tell her to go to the kitchen or nothing like that, you feel me? But, yeah.
What if she can't cook for real?
Right.
Well, she needs to go sit in the doghouse or something, bro. That bitch needs to shut the fuck up.
Yo, he starts tweaking. Jesus. I don't know who this Mustafa guy is.
All right, so when it comes to motherfucking Monique, right? My problem is, well, not my problem, because I primarily stay out of women's business. But I did hear the shit, and the issue or the quarrel I would have with what she said is, she was basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing that, you only should refer to yourself as a queen if you're doing queen shit. And on the surface, yes, that statement is true.
Okay.
But then she started to dive deeper on the shit. She started bringing up, like, ancient African queens who did some super tremendous shit, like Queen Nzinga and those, and, you know, the black queens that everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people know, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I get that, and I understand that. You shouldn't be calling yourself a queen if you ain't do the shit that these women did to call themselves queens. But when the whole campaign of calling black women queen, or them referring to themselves, or us referring to them as queens, started recently, it started with uplifting the least protected demographic, which is the black woman. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I can understand if the context of us calling black women queens was anything other than that. But when Monique said what she said, I felt like it was counterproductive. Because all the shit that she be saying be kind of like against just black women. It don't be against what women be doing. It only be kind of targeted at us. She always critiquing black women and what they doing wrong. And that's why I wasn't feeling it. It's just like, all right, shut up. You trying to be on some woke shit, but you really on some bullshit. So shut the fuck up.
Lenny, go ahead.
Yeah, man. Monique lost all this weight and she turned into motherfucking Dr. Sebi. Like,
hey,
oh. Hey, I don't know where she be getting all this fucking pyramid J electronica mumbo jumbo. It's like, bro, shit, Fat Monique was such a positive person, but she ain't never said anything bad about nobody. Mrs. Parker was the most uplifting. Yeah, man, she's helping everybody.
Yo, I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but it's a theory. They saying that the fat women, well, let me not say fat, the fluffy women, they be jolly, they be happy, they be warm and inviting. The skinny bitches, they be the demons, bro.
They be hiding all the positivity in their skin, like it's just hanging around.
Yo. How I mute his mic.
All the love and all the tenderness.
Yo, niggas went remote and crazy.
Oh my God.
Yo. What is wrong with him?
Oh, we got new drops?
I just feel like older black women are like super judgmental, like extremely judgmental to the point where it's like, okay, nobody's really listening to y'all no more. Like,
well, you know why, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why. I really don't. I don't understand. All it's right. Like in the workplace, it's like in professional settings, personal settings, like older black women are very like catty and jealous, and they always have to say something negative, and it's always to like directed toward younger black women, that aren't in the same age range.
So, and it's a theory. It's
really annoying.
There's a theory, right, that the reason why they're like that is because, you ever see that SpongeBob meme when Squidward looking at SpongeBob and Patrick running around having the time of their life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's basically that. So it's just like they see y'all having all of this sense of freedom and mobility and able to, and all these opportunities that they didn't have. So instead of bigging y'all up, they be on some hate and shit and be trying to like tear y'all down. That's really what it be. So, and I don't understand why they do it. I feel as though like if I saw like, you know, the people below me and shit coming up doing better than me, I'm going to big them up. Like if I'm a predecessor to somebody and people coming up, like that's what I want. I want the motherfuckers after me to do better than me and shit. But for some reason, it's like this crabs in a barrel mentality and shit that older black women be having. Now I have no idea why. You feel me? Well, I do have an idea why. They went through mad shit. But still, it's just like, why would you want your daughters and your daughter's daughters to go through the shit? Like, but, you know, teachers on.
Bro, if the kids don't fuck with you, nobody fucks with you, bro.
Yeah. You know, you gotta fuck with the kids. Listen to the kids, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting point that I didn't expect to come up.
Yeah, you know, this shit be random, you know. Super tangents and, you know, all that other shit.
That's like, speaking of tangents, like when Kamala Harris talked.
Oh, God. Oh, damn, you stole my tangent, but all right.
Oh, we was about to do that?
Nah, I was going to go somewhere else, but we could talk about her, bro. Y'all know how I feel when it comes to government shit.
Yeah, I'm ready to flame some hey, government
officials.
Hey,
Fed, if you listening, suck my dick!
Right. I co-sign it.
Nigga said something.
Got that out the way. Twitter's but, business. So what has Kamala been saying? Because I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen her since her and Joe did it at the inauguration.
She was on, I don't know what Charlamagne's show is on, like Comedy Central or whatever the hell. But she was like on a big screen and Charlamagne was like asking her questions.
He said who's the real president?
Yo, he asked her like, who's the real president? Joe Manchin or Joe Biden?
Oh, shit.
And she just like answered. She was like, Joe Biden. Like she started like being like, you know, the house nigga type shit that she be into. But she really, like, after she said that, she just kind of, like, just started, like, saying a whole bunch of nothing. Like, I wish I could play the video right now, but, like, I'm doing the spaces. But, like, she literally just wasn't saying anything. Like, she went from talking about, like student loans to then talking about, we know we got to do stuff. But, you know, we in the government and we're not going to act like, you know, like, we didn't really mac and cheese. You know, like, sometimes we was at school and then, you know, like there was toothbrushes and then like niggas was on the clock and like that's how it sounded when Kamala Harris was talking.
Wow.
And then, you know how it just sounded? You know how I didn't say anything? That's what she did.
Why?
Hey, Shake. Hey, Shake.
What?
So I got some intel on this Kamala Harris thing, man.
Oh, God.
Drop it.
So my crip homie used to fuck Kamala Harris. You feel me?
When in like 1986? For fuck?
Could have been recently. These politicians get dirty. They have crazy parties.
You feel me? And he told me that bitch retarded for real. She don't know what the fuck she be talking about. He said one day she was black, next day she was Indian. Now the bitch is probably Spanish. I can't keep up with her. Why she wouldn't keep up with us?
Bro, who brought that
company? That's a good question.
Did he say a Roller 60 with fucking Kamala Harris?
Kylie.
I'm telling you, that bitch used to give it up. Crazy.
Yo.
Y'all remember that list where she put Tupac as one of her favorite rappers of all time?
He piped.
What bitch you know that don't fuck Chris that like Tupac? Does that make sense?
Shut up, bitch.
I don't know why, right now, bro.
Yo.
I don't know why I approved of this nigga Mike. Like, what's going on
right now? Like, I sat him down. I sat him down.
I know.
You sat me down for niggas to come way crazier than me. That doesn't make sense. Pause, I immediately heard. All right, y'all niggas are gay.
Nah, you're wild.
You commented on Ivan's dick, nigga. Shut up.
Bro, oh, yeah. That's like a well-known SS County thing. It's not just me.
I didn't know that.
What made you go with that verse?
Okay. You want to put Noah on timeout for a little bit? We'll talk to Noah a little later. This nigga's crazy.
This is what we're cool with. Oh, my God.
Bruh, and like we said earlier, the views of Noah is only Noah's alone. I don't give a fuck what Ivan got going on.
I was about to say,
I was about to say, cuz he said Essex County. I'm from Union County. That's all. I'm from Middlesex, bro. Like,
yo, he wanted niggas to know he crip so bad. Come on.
And then the nigga know his request again.
Nah, that shit gonna stay right where it's at in the request. What else on the topic list? Because why do niggas even bring up Kamala Harris, bro? Like, bro. Kamala, whatever, however you say her name, bro. Like,
bro, because it's our livelihoods at stake, nigga.
No, it's not. It's never been, my nigga. Like,
it is, but it ain't.
All right, let me put niggas on game.
We're looking at the way this whole chat went out, bro, dude. Should niggas have voted for Trump or not voted at all? Or do you think niggas did the right thing voting for Joe Biden?
This is where y'all had this fucked up. Neither one of these candidates mattered. It didn't matter who was going to be in office. The same shit would have been happening.
I disagree.
I'm trying to tell y'all something, bro. When it comes to the shit that be happening, everybody likes to put it on the president. The president just be a motherfucking puppet, my nigga. They not the ones who's out here making the decisions and doing all of this other shit. If that's the case, my nigga, Obama would have had shit lit.
But there is two sides, though, and neither one of them are in our best interest. But
the only difference between the two presidencies, my nigga, is the in the closet racism versus the in your face racism. That's the only difference.
Hey.
But in terms of what they doing and the policies that they signing and the shit that they enacting, it's the same shit.
He's got a point.
There's politics though and all the other shit. Who cares though? Fuck that shit. What you got?
Fuck. I mean, I think he kind of has a point. I mean, it's not a situation.
And they both have different beliefs, bro. One side believes in fucking with the whole world. Another side believes in just fucking with America. But neither side gives a fuck about a minority. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they could have...
Neither side give a fuck about the people, bro. They only give a fuck about themselves.
Right, but they go about the way they do shit differently. One side doesn't give a fuck if you know or not. The other side does everything possible to make sure you don't know.
Yeah, it's like one person says, hey, hold on. The other one
watch how I debunk this whole shit real quick in two questions, my nigga. And this is, and no disrespect, but this is the only to the black people in the room, right? How did y'all feel? And feel free to answer, right? How did y'all feel when George Bush was president?
Because I didn't give a fuck. All right.
How was life as you remember when George Bush was president?
Bro, we was kids. That shit didn't affect us.
We was kids, right? All right, cool. Bet. Say less. All right, what about when Obama was president?
Didn't really mean nothing either.
Nothing.
How much did niggas' lives change?
But there's a
lot. How much did niggas' lives change when Obama was president?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, how much did your life change when Donald Trump became president?
Not much.
All right, then. So we went from Republican. We went from, hold on. I just want to pull up. We went from Republican to two terms of a black Democrat and then back to a super racist Republican. And niggas is telling me their lives ain't really changed that much. So again, I ask y'all, how the fuck does the president really matter?
But there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get pushed out there for the public to know that gets changed, and it does affect us. But we don't really know it because we're not being educated on it.
But do it really affect us, or do it affect like the companies that scratch their back when they run
up? It affects everybody depending on the law. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of shit that goes on that gets passed that we have no education about, right?
So let me ask you something.
All our livelihoods.
If it affects you, right? But you're not educated on it, how do you know it really affected you? How did you know?
Like, I mean, I do my own shit, you know what I mean? But I can't, you know, get into...
So let me ask you, right? For when bills get signed, and that's not to say, like, when certain bills get signed, and it's like about fucking, let's say the shit is about solar panel and about solar panels and all this other shit, and it's like getting solar panels put into this or something. If the shit does not affect you at some point, like, are you going to think about it at all? If you don't know anything about it, if you're not really educated on it, are you... How are you affected by it?
I never give a fuck about politics, but that shit eventually started coming into my life as you get older. You know what I mean? Like, especially when you get into business and stuff like that.
I put it to you like this: like,
I don't vote, but
vote. Wait. Whoa. I don't mean to cut niggas off, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. You speaking from a place that is not really relatable. I don't want to say relatable to me. I don't want to speak for everybody else, but when you're talking about like how policies is affecting shit, then you're talking about from the standpoint of a business.
You're
speaking from a different perspective, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, if you don't want to hear it, then you don't have to.
It's just that when I'm talking about black people, right? Because when I ask the question or I propose the question, because niggas are talking about the president, and we're talking about how whoever's in charge, it doesn't matter. Like, the same bullshit is going to happen. When you start speaking from the perspective,
can be the same, yeah. But certain
when you're speaking won't. From the perspective of like how businesses get affected by their policies and shit, that's not necessarily speaking to like the motherfucker who's on food stamps. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, it's a difference in what the point that I'm trying to drive home than versus what you're talking about.
There's a lot of business owners out here, bro. Like, there's a lot of
people. I know there's a lot of business owners and shit, but when I'm talking about in terms of policies and. When I'm talking about in terms of policies and shit and what's affected in their daily lives. Well, like,
for example,
you're talking
about
bills and laws that are being.
Does tax not affect everybody in this country?
No.
Besides the rich?
Hey, bro, I knew shit was fucked up when, like, they started selling CNC sodas for 75 cents. And I was just like, yo.
Yeah, that was a
big thing. Bro, that's just inflation. That's going to happen regardless.
Nah, but that was a bad day.
And they did it gradually. It went from 50 to 55, 60.
Then it hit. They started 75. Putting the sales tax on Arizona's, bro. That's when I was back.
Yeah, that's filthy.
Yo, what? Yo, nigga, they not supposed to tax those. What the fuck?
That's filthy.
I walked in, nigga, I got to Arizona. They said $1.07. I gave it up, but I was mad as hell.
Oh, nah.
Look at that nigga right in his face. You want a nickel and two dimes?
See, because like I just want to put that in perspective, by. Right? For Chilo, like for example, right? Because Drago brought up how they be signing shit and it be affecting all of us, right? So when it comes to the government and the shit they be signing, if they want to do something that looks like it's for us but it's not really for us, like for example. Do y'all remember when gay marriage was legalized and signed into legislation?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do y'all know what else was simultaneously signed that same day?
Talk to me.
There was some type of bill where basically they no longer needed a warrant to fucking kick in your crib and search it.
All right. See that? You helping my point, Lo. Thank you.
No, I'm not helping your point at all. Like, Can I say something real quick, bro? To Lowe's point, that shit was going to happen regardless, no matter who was in the house, bro.
Like, and that's the point that I'm trying to make, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, we cannot.
Sometimes people push it faster than others.
No, but what he's saying, it'd be people who sign bills into like, existence, like, oh, sign in like an anti-drug bill, and then later, like, we having to advocate to the same people that they signed this bill into. Like, they switch sides. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they don't care who it affects. Like, they do this shit.
Yeah, because this shit is all a sham, my nigga. This shit is all the distractions.
I'm not
why they all just
with
killing.
That. But the approach is different. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah, it's one of them saying,
hold on.
I'm going to fuck you right to your face. As another person that's saying, I'm gonna make it seem like I'm not trying to fuck you over, but I'm doing the same thing exactly. as the other niggas. And it's like, and what Elo's saying is, no matter what, that shit was not gonna change. We was still gonna get fucked over. Word. And what you're saying is, yeah, but some people are just gonna fuck us over with a smile.
Yeah, swag. It's fucked up. It's fucked up, but I'm not saying like.
So I asked you, Drago. I asked you if I'm still getting, at the end of the day, if I'm still getting the shit into the stick, how does it matter?
No, I mean, I wasn't disagreeing with
anything. Yo, guys, Shasty Miles here.
Hey, yo. I was going to say, like, if a nigga smack you with his right hand and then he smack you with his left hand, it's still the same.
I feel you.
All right.
Not if you want that smack fest shit.
Damn, bro. Like, it's the same result. You feel me? It's a different approach, but it's the same result.
Yeah. That's all. That's the only point that I was trying to make. You feel me? It don't matter. It don't matter. I mean, so it don't matter who niggas voting off. And the funny thing is, when we really look at the American legal system and the justice system and how fucking the Senate and all of that shit work, my nigga, it don't even matter who's president. If whichever side doesn't control the, whichever side controls the Senate, if they not aligned with the president, my nigga, nothing's being done. Them niggas not voting
That's why the Republicans was frying shit. And the Democrats have the same shit right now, though?
And basically,
not frying shit, bro. Niggas is them niggas had we all in the same team. Word, yo, niggas can't do nothing.
Yo, niggas, stink.
Yo, executive order one. Yo, I didn't even know niggas could do that. Like it was like, yo, he pulled out a whole new card. Like he just started signing executive order saying, you know what? More Mexicans.
Whole draw fours and shit, bro. Niggas like, yo, draw four heads, niggas. Where it's going, which is a prime example of why we saw Obama, who was president for 8 years and shit, and we didn't see shit change in Illinois.
Yo.
Bro.
That nigga.
Riddle me that, my nigga. How that happened?
Chicago's still wilding.
It started wilding more when that nigga became president, bro. Like,
it's like they got more Dracos. I didn't even hear
them CBE niggas started wilding. Like,
they've been dropping crates of guns off in Chicago since like the 90s, my nigga.
Of course. Just like they do in all the other hotspot cities that where most black people primarily, you know what I mean, commit violence. Of course. But the point that, like I said, the only point that I was trying to make, when it comes to real change in this country, it's not going happen through voting for mayors and senators and presidents. That's not how it's going to happen, my nigga, because it's two sides of the same coin. Neither side gives a fuck about us here at the bottom fighting for scraps, my nigga. As long as they got us that's keeping this hamster wheel going and shit and they collecting the fucking gold at the end, they don't give a fuck about what's happening with us. That's the only point that I'm trying to make. What we need to do is build our own society.
That's true.
Y'all not ready for that conversation.
What we really need to do is tie flags on my Bloods, Crips, Vice Lords, you feel me? Everybody, you feel me?
Hey, yo, I'm gonna be real. That's a start. But I don't
imagine
think
if all the cartels army, got on one team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think an army. I don't think an army of a bunch of American gangbangers is going, I mean, really, like, turn any pages for real. I ain't going to hold you.
Hey, bro, all I'm going to say is, bro, when the Black Panthers started pushing positivity through the hood and teaching niggas gun laws, the government shut that shit down immediately, bro.
Because they don't want to see us prosper. I actually saw a tweet.
If another wave come like that again, bro, they going to start moving shit again, like, making sure that we don't do nothing like that.
And well, rumor has it, that's how they killed Nipsey and shit, because he was unifying all, like, the OGs out in fucking Cali and shit. I mean, it was, like, niggas who had years of beef and shit, niggas sitting down, having cordial meetings, kicking it.
I mean, yeah, that shit come through age, too. Like, I'm hip to that, so I know.
You feel me? So, I mean, yeah, there might be, like, a stand on with that. Yeah, of course, they don't want to see us unify together and shit, but it's more than just, like, it's so much bigger than just, like, the gangbangers, you feel me? Like, I always tell motherfuckers all the time. And, of course, I'm not the super most political nigga. I don't have all my fucking facts and research. But that nigga Gaddafi, the terrorist nigga that America tried to say was a terrorist, that nigga allegedly was trying to unify Africa. That nigga wanted to unify all 54 countries in Africa and make an African dollar. You know how they got the euro? They was going to have an African one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing was, they was going to back that shit off the resources in Africa. My nigga, they would have did that shit, the whole world would have went bankrupt, my nigga.
That's true.
But they killed him, and they made him look like he was a terrorist. Riddle me that.
That do sound crazy.
They put him
it sounds believable, too.
They put him on
nigga, America's going to come out with a movie for that shit in like 20 years. You know, saying, yeah, we did it, but, you know.
They put him on that Tyrant show on Netflix.
Hey, bro, I ain't going to lie, bro. All that shit be in the FBI files, bro. If you ever go on, like, the FBI.com shit, bro. That shit got to be public files. Like, you yes, can sir. Read that shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they make everything
especially
public.
When the person's dead.
Bro, it has to be public, bro. Like, it ain't like they supposed to be done. Like, it has to be
public. Yeah, like, yeah, they have some shit that's public. But remember, like, they put some shit out there where they black out shit.
Too. Yeah, they redact a lot of shit. And then exactly. Who's ever to know if they really put out all the shit?
No, of course you can't, like, release everything to, like, a country, you feel me? Because niggas gonna go start going crazy and shit, you feel me? Like, so it's impossible to, like, just be like, oh, yeah, aliens are real. Like, even though they did say that eventually, like, you can't give
they
a
country. They whispered that shit. They're like, yo, aliens is real. And they just dipped off. Like,
feel me? That shit gonna fuck the world up.
Fuck the world up. Let me tell you. Because aliens would be some different shit.
I don't know why niggas never believe that aliens, like, didn't exist. It's just like, my nigga.
I'm just good off it. Like, I don't
see some of the organisms and the shit that's on this fucking earth? Nigga.
In the ocean alone.
Bro, I'm good off the ocean, my nigga.
Yo, nigga, bro, they haven't even, they don't know what's at the bottom of the ocean, bro.
I'm good. I'm not, we don't want to know. I'm good. I don't need to know.
Like, I'm talking about the deepest end, bro.
Niggas want to talk about outer space. Fuck outer space. We don't even know anything that's on this motherfucker.
It's true.
I'm good.
It's true.
Nah, I know it's, all right, so peep game, right? Now, when it comes to the history and shit, you know how they got different periods? Like, you got your Jurassic, Triassic, and all that other shit.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs really got wiped out because them niggas is up here walking around on land when that meteor hit. It's some shit that's been at the very bottom that ain't seen a surface since then. Like, I know that shit down there.
And niggas is talking crazy. Like, so now, if that nigga start decide he won't pop outside, nigga, what are we going to do?
Nothing, bro. How did they kill Godzilla? Whatever they did, we got to do that,
bro.
Nigga, I'm not with that.
What did
I'm not with none of that. I'm on his team. I don't want to fight him.
Listen, bro. If something comes, bro, I'm pussy, bro. I'm letting you know that right.
If some shit come up from the sea and it start breaking down cities, and shit, hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. My knees. Hold on.
I'm good, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to revolutionize weapons, like, none of that. Like
you're not trying to fight.
I'm good, like, bro. I'm good.
My
I'm
thing
to
is
my
like
life.
why shoot at him, like, when you could fight on his team. You know?
We should just watch. Like, and whatever city just gets destroyed.
Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt. Somebody wants to say hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
You are.
Tell me your name.
Haylen.
Say hi, my
name. Hi, my name is Haylen.
All right. Go ahead.
Nice to meet you.
EOR is for children.
I mean,
see that.
Now I probably got to, like, buy her some candy or some shit.
Press.
Definitely do. Do that right now.
Oh, yeah. EOR is for the kids. Mm-hmm. She's one of our longtime listeners.
Yeah, play this for all your nieces and nephews in the car. Especially,
they might learn some shit.
Especially the ones
absolutely
learning words.
Not. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Smart.
I'm about to say, the kid's going to be like, Mommy, what's a bussy? Like, what's a bottle of squirt?
Whoa.
Well, that is a all beverage right that can be found at supermarkets. That's what that is.
There you go.
What does nigga-wise-it mean?
Hey. Hold on.
Yo, it literally means nigger show. That's still the craziest thing, bro.
That is crazy.
That was insane.
All right, so in the context, it doesn't mean like nigger show, like a program. It means like the nigga show, like the nigga is showing. So like the nigga is pointing. That's what it meant. I further looked it up. I'm like, yo, there's no way that this really mean this and this, these niggas found us from searching this. It's only, but it means like show, like as to like point at something.
Yeah, I wonder if they still listen. Like, how many episodes do you think they made it?
I don't know, but that's a great question. But y'all know how I feel about, you know what? Let me chill because they might be listening. Shout out to all them good people.
Yo, as soon as we got the, as soon as we got all the beeps out, there's like all the ovens off. It's time to go,
bro. They was bro. Yo, they ain't German. That's wild. I just want to I just want to check the.
Chase, what the fuck did you just say?
wait, what did you say, Jake?
I ain't say nothing, bro. I don't know what Rashawn's talking about.
Oh, now niggas want to stop talking when I stop talking. Now, what did niggas say?
It's on suspended. Darn. Yo, just run it back when the episode drops.
So, like I was saying, fellas, to my fellow co-hosts, I just want y'all, I know this is our first time doing this shit, but I just want y'all to check the barometer and check the temperature of the room. There's way more niggas in here than there are women. That says a lot about what we do and who fuck with us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It was more women in here earlier, though. Yeah, it was more women in here.
It was so, like and half, then it, half and what, room.
What that say?
That.
Hold on.
That I gotta, dinner, I gotta walk that up dinner is in need of being of service.
Hey, yo. That's exactly why the room is like, now.
What do you mean by that?
That's exactly why we only got like family in here now. See, like you niggas be living on the edge. Oh yeah, and to
nigga,
to
our you started an entire misogyny episode in spirit.
Wait, stop! I was just getting to that. Let me talk to all our faithful women listeners and to the women who are tuning in now. I just want to apologize on behalf of the podcast. You feel me? Because that's not who we are. I know it could definitely seem and appear like we're super misogynistic and that we objectify women, but we don't do that here. At least I don't do that. I'm not going to speak for the rest of these niggas. All of the shit that you hear is strictly for entertainment and for conversation. You feel me? I don't be feeling like women. I mean, I love women. Like, I be on y'all team. You feel me? But yeah, that's all I had to say. Because niggas been wild.
Distancing himself from us as if we're the bad ones.
Oh, most definitely. Yo, I literally have Big Shirley as my fucking Abby. Yo, why are you changing Abby to that, bro?
it was funny. He was like, I'm changing that to my Abby. I'm like, bro, for what?
This nigga's crazy.
Why is that the Abby, bro?
Hey, yo, Shake, I can't see the rollcaster. How much time we at?
Show me. 52.
52? All right, not bad. I'm not trying to rush niggas or nothing, but I'm trying to get back to drinking Patron.
Nah, she says she want her candy now, and you talking about and you stressing out.
Nah. There's no drinking and driving, bro.
My nigga, you think my niece about to bully me like that?
It sounded that way. She bullied
me. I don't know, dog. You know.
Hey, yo, check this out.
Niggas was muting the mic every time she walked in, and then all of a sudden she was talking to us, and now you owe her some candy.
Because, my nigga, I'm help raising her, my nigga. She don't got no filter like me, my nigga. I don't know what she about to say. Hell yeah, I'm gonna use this shit.
You know, little girl is crazy. Be having girls around.
You like, yeah. See. Yeah, you never, and that's not true. I do not be having girls around. I would never bring a girl to a broker. That's just stupid. Like, I got kids. Kids be snitching, like. Like, nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding to anybody who's listening. I don't be bringing no girls to broke crib. That's not how he get down. You feel me? He not about to let me just have no floozies walking through here. He got kids there.
Well, Sean changes Abby to Black Air Forces. He changes Abby to Black Air Forces.
I mean, look, check this out, bro. It's still not such a bad thing.
Not if you're Deion Sanders. That nigga stole the number one recruit from fucking Florida State.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. All right, so
Devon Stillen. The nigga had committed to Florida State, and the way it looked, it was like, okay, so I don't call it stealing. because recruiting is recruiting. At the end of the day, the kid committed. He never, but he can decommit. So at the end of the day, it's not stealing. But the way the media spun it, and the way a lot of like Florida State fans feel, and I'm sure like they're gonna try and make it out to be like he's quote unquote stole that recruit, because like nobody ever expects the number one recruit in the country to go to what you call it, to Jackson State University. No, everyone was like, "There's you have no idea how many like tweets I've seen alone that are just saying that kid's making a big mistake. He's doing this, he's doing that." And I think that kid's making a big decision that's going to impact a lot of other kids in the near future. Yeah. I think what he's doing,
starting a trend,
is setting a tone for, you know, a lot of kids that are going to be, you know, looking at what he did. Like, I can go to a school that may not be Alabama too, you know? So, you know, I believe that has its perks. You know, I don't know how anybody else feels.
I agree.
I think it's going to trickle down, but in like, you know how schools, like when you get like a big recruiting class, like that team might not be good until like their junior year. So like, it might not work right now or this next year, but like within two to three years, I feel like more and more like 4-star recruits and 5-star recruits going to start going to like FCS schools and shit like that. More HBCU.
That's the goal.
Like, I ain't gonna style. Like, it's a wave, and we just seeing like the beginning ripple effects.
Yeah.
So we saw what LeVar Ball did with his sons. You feel me? We saw what's going on with this shit now with the Deion Sanders shit that we talking about right now, right? As time progresses, we're gonna start seeing more unconventional ways and more unconventional shit of what niggas is doing, and within time, we gonna see massive changes. Yeah. Like, time is ticking for a lot of these fucking old ass fucking empires and shit, like football and college football. Like, the shit's not about to be running how they've been running forever. Like, their time is almost up, because if you take away all, let's say, all the fucking D1 athletes and shit, and they commit to nothing but HBCUs, and then we got an HBCU circuit of just sports and shit, where y'all think all them ad dollars gonna come and go to?
Exactly.
I think we about to be checking all of these white schools that got maybe a few super athletic white boys and shit. Nah, the rest of them niggas gonna be real mid, and nobody's gonna want to watch the sport at all from them. Exactly. And it's the same thing with everything. Like, it's like the concept, if all the rappers decided to stop signing with some big labels and get on the label with each other type shit. It's the same concept. And within time, when we finally do see that happen and shit, that's when we gonna see real change and shit. But these little things that we be seeing here and there and shit, it's just the beginning.
Kyrie was right. Kyrie wanted to do this, right? Before the bubble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted to start his own league with everybody. It would have worked.
They laughed at him.
Niggas need to talk to Master P.
Right.
Word is gone.
Because that guy right there.
Wait, speaking of rappers, so did Freddie Gibbs really get beat up by Jim Jones? Is that like... What happened?
I'm not going to say he got beat up.
What's the detail? I don't know. I don't know the details, yo. I heard they fought in a restaurant. Like,
first off, right? I'm a Freddie Gibbs fan,
so I need to know.
Of course, I can't really speak to what happened because I wasn't really there. But right. I just know how when reports like this come out, kind of got an idea of what happened and shit. Now, did Jim Jones and Freddie Gibbs shoot the fair one? No. that ain't what happened.
Word,
you feel me?
Word.
But did they two entourages get into a scuffle? Yeah, I heard that did happen.
Word.
You feel me? And the shit is crazy because from the shit that I hear, Jim Jones is still like very much in the streets, and so is Freddie Gibbs.
So I read something about that, bro. Like, I read that Freddie Gibbs was just with, like, his security guard or whatever, whoever he was with. He was only with, like, one other person.
Hmm.
And that's when, like, Jim Jones and him walked up.
Oh, and, that's like, corny, then.
You feel? Nah,
no,
but...
Not. No, it's not. Nah, what the fuck is not?
It's not. Or you can't boo that, bro, because if you see a nigga and you, like, and you with four of your peoples and he only with one of his ass, you feel me? Like, you can't do that. Like, the nigga seen his op or whatever, you feel me? And he stepped to him. Like, they had their little words, and then, like, somebody said they knocked his security guard out or some shit like that. You feel me? And then they started jumping Freddie Gibbs.
That's basically what happened. From what I read, I wasn't there.
Damn. Pride 112.
Yeah, because I saw two entourages. Like, Freddie Gibbs had his peoples. Jim Jones had his people.
The only thing I read was that Jim and Freddie was talking, and then one of Jim's men snuffed Freddie. That's the only thing I read.
Oh.
And that's kind of the way it happened.
It's crazy how many stories we got. Just one
event. A lot of stories.
Well, everybody, somebody got punched in every story.
But apparently it's because it was, but Freddie was initially talking about Jimmy, though, wasn't he?
That's what I heard.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the history of
but
that.
But Freddie Gibbs is funny, though. Freddie Gibbs talks shit about everybody.
I don't, look, you can't be getting your ass whipped. See? Hilarious.
That's the thing. That's the thing. The internet created a space where people feel so familiar that even if they don't know you, that they can just pop shit and mm-hmm. kick it and crack jokes like they do know you. Yeah. That's internet shit. I'm not sure where Freddie Gibbs is from. I feel like that nigga from like Indiana or some shit.
Gary.
Yeah, he is.
Gary,
from Gary.
Gary.
That's
Indiana.
Fucking crazy. How did I know that? Nigga's from Indiana, right? I just got some random feeling that he's not crossing circles with this Harlem nigga. You feel me? So for whatever reason, for him to talk shit, see if you talking shit because I did something to somebody who you fuck with, or I just did something out of character that you ain't like or didn't fuck with. Regardless, if I don't know you, that's not your place to be speaking on what I'm doing. So when I do see you, it don't matter if I'm outnumbering you or if I'm by myself, my nigga. If I feel some type of way, I'm well within my right to approach you. Okay. You're right. Every man has the right to defend himself. Like, any person. Like, it ain't even a man. Like, if somebody's speaking on you, you got every right to, like, just a step to that person to approach him in any way. Like, so, for example, y'all remember when that shit happened with Russ and Wobbed at 4,000, 3,000, whatever number he is?
I didn't hear about that.
All right, for those who don't know, then they fight at Coachella. Yeah, I don't remember. It was one of them festivals, whether it was Coachella, fucking Rolling Loud, whatever one. You know, they all the same once the white people learn about them and shit. But they was at a festival. The nigga Guap Dad was talking crazy, was just popping mad shit on the internet about this nigga Russ. And when the nigga Russ saw him and his entourage, they approached the nigga Guap Dad. Was just like, yo, what's that shit you was talking? And they popped his ass. Everybody was looking at Russ like he was on this fucking geek and shit, because a lot of people just like going off of
Russ advocate, bro. Yo, and I'm
not a Russ advocate.
I'm not a Russ advocate, bro.
Hold on. I'm not a Russ advocate. I'm a real advocate, bro. You gotta respect real nigga shit. Everybody was looking at this nigga.
It's easy to act tough when you.
Everybody, hold on. Let me finish. Everybody, it don't matter. It don't matter if it's with your entourage or not, my nigga. If I approach you and shit, and my team is ready, my nigga. Nigga, that's me. It don't matter if it's. I mean, if you outnumbered or not, that's on you, my nigga. Get a crew. But anyways, like I was saying.
Wow.
Everybody was looking at the nigga Russ like he was pussy, like he was this and like he was that. And he approached the nigga who was talking crazy about him and shit. Recently, in the interview that I was listening to, the nigga basically said, was just like, nah, it wasn't really because the nigga was popping shit. Like, niggas could crack jokes all day. But when you out here trying to fucking militarize your fans into making other people not fuck with me, now you affecting my livelihood and how my family eat. So, yeah, my nigga, it got to be him. Yeah, my nigga, if it's my whole crew, we got to run in your mouth, my nigga, because it's that deep. Nobody likes to look at it deeper than surface level. But when you look at it like that, from that perspective, you got to respect it. It's deeper than just words, my nigga, when niggas be talking this shit on social media. Because the right motherfucker with the right influence could really stop your fucking breadline. And that shit could affect your family. Now, are you well within your right for defending your family? Or are we about to say, nah, just because it was words and shit, it's not that deep. Nah, it can be that deep. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't be looking at.
Nah, I definitely see what Lo is talking about. That's definitely a good point.
Please stop me if I'm wrong.
No, in regards to how people deal on social media and how they just, you know, they decide like they're going to say what they want to say or go about things the way they want to go about them. And then, you know, when real life kind of is at your doorstep, it's like, okay, like, yes, it was social media, but those were real things that you said. So it's like, now, what are we going to, how are we going to deal with them? It's like, you should be ready to deal with that.
You say,
make I ain't hear Russ. I ain't hear Guap Dad mention Russ since, my nigga. That's all I'm going to say about that.
If I was him, I wouldn't either. If niggas pulled up on me and whooped my ass, I would leave his ass alone. So, I mean, I wouldn't talk about anybody else for that matter, because niggas done already seen you got your ass whooped. So now that just shouldn't be your shit no more. Your brand should change.
Man, if you're a real nigga, bro, keep doing what you're doing, bro. Niggas getting fights and rules all the time, bro. Like,
just keep fighting. That's the thing. That's a CMS. That's the thing, my nigga. Niggas be afraid to lose fights, bro.
Wow.
Niggas act like they walking around undefeated like they Floyd or some shit, bro. I don't lose fights. Nigga, like, I don't get that shit, bro. Just because I lost a fight to this nigga don't mean I can't beat your ass. Like,
you feel me? Like, you not him, nigga. You catch this work too. The fuck?
Yeah,
I'm not saying you. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, like, maybe you know, you should learn from what you did. You get what I'm saying? If you got your ass beat for running your mouth, you should learn something from. You shouldn't say, "Well, it was just that nigga." Like, maybe you know, you should take something from that. At some point, you got to learn.
Nah, bro. You know how you be getting cracked on. You know how you be getting cracked on at the lunch table, everybody cracking on you and shit. Then that one nigga make that one joke and like, "Fuck you, laughing at nigga." It's that. It's the same shit. you got to just catch the first nigga who not me, bro. That's
be like, yo, what are you doing?
Yo, can I ask you a question, bro? Because everybody been to a lunch table and no stories. What's the craziest fight y'all seen what's the craziest shit niggas fought over at a lunch table? And I'll go first.
Fuck sure.
I'll go first, bro.
Chocolate milk.
So one of my mans, this is in middle school, guys. Like, the nigga went to go get some ketchup or some shit for his chicken nuggets, and nigga stole all his chicken nuggets.
Oh my.
Like, God. And you know they only give you like 5 or 6 when you're in school.
Oh my.
Hey, yo.
God. So nigga waited the whole day, bro. Nigga waited the whole day to eat lunch. Nigga took all his chicken nuggets, bro.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. You said that
is something to fight over.
I'm about to hell low.
Low, don't wild out, low. Listen, it wasn't just one nigga who stole his chicken nuggets. It was like 6 different who stole his nuggets.
It was a nugget of pizza.
Nigga already packed his nuggets, bro.
I'm swinging on everybody. They just gonna
beat this.
That's fucked
up. Yo, niggas took the school nuggets, bro.
So peep this, bro. Look, he came back to the table. Niggas, he like, yo, who the fuck took my nuggets? And niggas just pointed at one nigga. He popped him immediately, bro. They start getting going.
God.
Bro, wait. When I tell you, the nigga, listen, the nigga did not blink before he swung on that nigga, bro. Like, the nigga swung immediately, bro.
GG.
The fastest thing I ever seen in my life, bro.
Chicken nuggets. Damn.
Wait, so how many people pointed at this one guy?
It was no lie, bro. It was like 3 niggas, bro.
Yes, man, that's 5. That's 5.
Damn.
No lie.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so bad, bro.
Yo, what kind of friends are these?
Right. That's so bad.
Like, what the fuck?
Bro, that's some regular shit, bro. Niggas gonna be doing bullshit when they kids. You talking about some, like, some 12, 13-year-olds and shit, you feel me?
Nah, but I see why they shooting up schools, because niggas do dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
They shooting up schools.
Yo.
Nah, word is boom.
That ass.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I can't really remember. I don't think I got, like, no crazy reasons why niggas fought at the lunch table over, like, some lunch shit. But I do remember some crazy fights going down at lunchtime. You feel me?
That was a good time.
So I'm gonna keep the shorties names out of this. This nigga opening boxes while I'm trying to record. Like, but motherfucking long story short, it was 2 shorties and shit. I don't remember what they fought over, but they was a grade ahead of me. So at the time, you know. I said I'm not gonna say the names, bro. Why you just say the names?
Yo, Imagine Wiley.
We will.
Weird. Nigga's crazy.
We will.
Alright. So, them two, you feel me? They basically was fighting at the lunch table and shit, right? And, like I said, they was bigger than niggas at the time. So, it was this one shorty who was bigger than everybody. Like, she was on them Baki shorties, you feel me? And
Baki.
Bitch with a big back. I'm not going to say that because I don't know how she going to feel if she see me, and I don't know if I want that static or that smoke.
Jeez.
You feel me? So, long story short, they was fighting and shit, and then the shorty I'm talking about, she just flipped the lunch table with one hand. No bullshit, my nigga. It was like 7 of us sitting at that lunch table, my nigga. Everybody who hit the floor, none of us said shit.
Yo, shorty back, nigga. I know shorty back, nigga.
Strong ass back.
You feel me? Like,
and niggas just kind of look was, like,
just like, damn, I wasn't even hungry. You feel me? Hey, yo, I'm not gonna fool you, bro. I probably would have helped the other girl, cause like you ain't about to flip my lunch. In. You feel me? I'm starving and food, cause you want
to look, bro. I feel you, and I know you saying that, listening to the story.
That's why you talking like time. That. You see, cause you don't know, baby D. See, that's why you're looking at me talking about it. This bitch too dope self-trust.
No bullshit like that. That's kind of like how her reputation was, though. Like, it was like the baby D persona. Like, nah, niggas not fucking with her and shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's how it was. So it was like, all right, you got it?
Never mind what I said then.
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, niggas cracking jokes. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I see Shorty today, to this day, my nigga, like, out of respect, I'm not cracking no jokes. I'm not saying none of that, bro, because I don't want that static.
Yeah, that's max. Cause we're
on. It's max, but it's true. So, like I said, we was just talking about internet shit, nah. Bro. I'm not trying to get Freddie Gibbs.
I seen the craziest fight I seen in high school because it wasn't at lunch. I seen this one nigga get strolled for saying he was a gang member. He wasn't.
That oh was, my god!
Yo,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Do you know? Yep. D, right? With the D, yup.
Just to sag his hands down to his fucking knees.
Yo, yeah. The nigga used to walk around just throwing. Y'all know me.
Yo,
couldn't tell you what set he was throwing up.
Throwing blood up for no reason,
my nigga.
Passing the classroom, everybody just.
No matter what classroom he was at, he was throwing up.
All right, out of curiosity, do niggas remember what he was throwing up or what set was he running around saying?
Not entirely, no.
So the nigga ran.
But we knew he was trying to be
blood. He was throwing up some blood set.
Yeah, he wanted to be blood.
Trying to say he was like 7 or whatever. The nigga transferred from Elizabeth. Like, I feel like if I say the name, Mr. Gonna know him, but I'm not trying. I mean, police.
Nah, nigga. Nope. I don't know that nigga. Bro, yo, you supposed to say Mustafa.
Yo, his Twitter name is right there.
Because the listeners can see, right?
Not the listeners. Not the other listeners.
Yo, just for y'all to like know, bro, you talking about this nigga saying that he was throwing up like blood signs and all of that shit.
Word, like, I mean,
y'all niggas be calling me Crip and I'm not even Crip, my nigga. Like, and I want y'all to not get me Peter ruled out here because y'all niggas want to keep calling me Crip, bro. I'm not real niggas that follow me on this app, bro. They just don't tweet. I'm gonna be walking to the stores. I'm gonna be walking to the store one day. Any niggas gonna be like, "Mister, you Crip."
I'm like, gonna have niggas follow you in real life, nigga.
Come on, bro. I'm a civilian in real life, bro.
Off the EOR space. Yeah, yo. All I seen was niggas take a red rag across his face, and like 7 niggas beat the shit out this nigga in front of all the teachers, and nobody did nothing. And then all them niggas, they called security, and all them niggas ran away, and nobody got suspended. And this was in Union.
Like, I like that school.
Bro.
It's a fucking crazy place.
And it was like, but everybody knew who did this shit, but it was just like,
it was either real dull or real wild.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I said, hey, Shay, what was his name, bro? Hold up. You said Union High.
Yeah.
Never mind, bro. We're on the air.
Yeah, exactly. See, I told you.
Nigga muted himself. He don't even.
Nigga said, nigga's about to incriminate himself talking about we about to get him Peter Rowe.
Like I just said 2 minutes ago, bro, I am a civilian, bro. I have a 9-to-5, bro. I'm like,
this is cool, man. You know, this is a cool experience to have some different people on the podcast, have some quote unquote guests. But not necessarily
Malik. Mute your mic, Malik. God damn.
That's shiesty.
This nigga rustling keys and shit. Like,
this nigga Leak is in his nasty drawer right now.
He got his fucking AirPod in his beard.
Hamas, amigos.
Probably gonna have to tweak how we do this if we do it again, but I definitely think this is a cool way to do it just because we're not all in the same space.
Oh no, this is my podcast from the crib and not have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, I was going to pull up today, you feel me? So, yeah, like, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, damn.
Nah, I mean, like, everybody not there. Like, I wanted to pull up to the pod and just mac with the homies and shit, you feel me?
Oh, why? Fuck me, though. All right.
That's my fault, bro.
Nah, it's all good.
But, I ain't gonna lie, this shit sound like it's dwindling. So, for everybody who's still listening, shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all for fucking with us. I mean, really kicking it. For those who still here to the very end, y'all the realest niggas on earth. So all the listeners from hearing this shit, if you want to be part of this shit next time, we gonna announce when the next time we gonna do this shit. And feel free to kick it with us. I mean, like, y'all see how it's going down. It's not nothing too serious. You could be in your drawers kicking it with us. I mean, giving us your input, even though me personally, I don't give a fuck about what none of y'all think. Even though I do value y'all that y'all listen to our shit. Yo. But with that being said, this has been episode 36, 37. I'm one of your hosts, Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime. Hey, Rosé, why you didn't push my button?
Watch out.
Pause.
Make sure you stay patient, bro. You gotta chill.
I get booted off the app. Why everybody get so quiet?
Low preparation.
Oh. My fault. Do I get an ending, bro?
I'm one of your hosts, Shake. Ramsey, shout out to you. You just missed us. And then
Monsieur Bouzin.
And that was the ball game. Thank you guys.
And Shiesty, thank you all.
Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing though. Yeah. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah.